Vanishing Acts by Jodi Pico.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Opening announcement. This book was published in 2005 by Allen and Unwin, Crow's Nest, New South Wales. It was recorded for the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind in 2006, narrated by Francis Edmund,
Merv Smith,
Maggie Maxwell,
Michael Keir Morrissey,
and Cameron Rhodes,
and produced by Helen Marnie.
Please note, this book contains violence.
Indexing. Cassette copies of this book are tone indexed at each heading, as indicated in the contents list. DAISY versions have two levels. The introductory material, prologue, parts and closing announcement are on level 1. The chapters are on level 2. Book notes. Delia Hopkins has led a charmed life. Raised in rural New Hampshire by her widowed father Andrew, she now has a young daughter, a handsome fiancé, and her own search and rescue bloodhound, which she uses to find missing persons. But as she plans her wedding, she is plagued by flashbacks of a life she can't recall. What are these memories, and what do they mean? In shock and confusion, Delia must search out the truth among these newly discovered recollections, even when they threaten to devastate her life and the lives of those she loves most. With consummate skill and sensitivity, Jodi Pico examines what happens when the past we have been running from catches up to us and questions who we trust to tell us the story of our lives before we are capable of remembering it ourselves. Vanishing Act is a powerful exploration of the very nature and power.